Hello everybody, welcome to Madhusudan Subedi Tech Weekly.
Big news in web development this week. Cloudflare has acquired the Astro Technology Company, makers of the popular Astro Web Framework. Astro powers content-driven websites for major brands including Porsche, IKEA, and OpenAI. The good news for developers, Astro stays open source with the MIT licensing and will continue accepting community contributions. All Astro employees are joining Cloudflare and will keep working on the framework. Astro 6 is launching soon with a redesigned development server powered by Pi's new environments API. This means your local dev environment can run in the same runtime as production, including support for Cloudflare's durable objects, D1 databases, and AI agents. The framework has grown rapidly thanks to its focused approach. It's built especially for content-driven sites, renders HTML server first for speed, and uses Iceland's architecture that keeps pages fast by default while allowing interactive components when needed. With this acquisition, Cloudflare is doubling down on making web development faster and more accessible for everyone. Another big news from Curl project this week. The popular networking tool is simplifying its HTTP/3 support by dropping OpenSSL quick backend. The decision? Performance and memory issues. According to Curl maintainer Daniel Steinberg, OpenSSL quick had struggling badly. Benchmarks showed competitor ENGTCP2 transferring data up to 3 times faster, while OpenSSL Quick consumed up to 20 times more memory. Curl now supports just two HTTP/3 backends, ENGTCP2 plus ENGHTTP3 and experimental Quick support. This streamlines the code base and focuses resources on backends that currently actually deliver. The change ships with Curl version 8.19.0. For developers using Curl with HTTP/3, the message is clear. Performance matters, and Curl is betting on leaner, faster implementations. Here is a pattern that has been repeating for over 50 years. Since 1969, every decade has promised to replace developers with easier tools. COBOL would let business people write their own programs. Case tools in the 80s would generate everything from flowcharts. Visual Basic would make coding simple enough for everyone. Now it's AI turn to make the same promise. But there is what history teaches us. Each tool genuinely helps developers work faster but none eliminates the core challenge. Software complexity is not about typing speed or syntax, it's about thinking through edge cases, security, integrations, and maintenance. As one developer puts it, software development is thinking made tangible. You cannot shortcut that reasoning no matter how good your tools get. AI will change how we work, but it won't replace the judgment developers bring to complex problems. Ever wonder why enterprise software looks so polished? The secret is design systems. The pragmatic engineer breaks down how companies like Rubrik transform their UIs from college project to award-winning interfaces. It starts with a wake-up call, often from leadership noticing the product looks amateur. Building a design system is surprisingly complex. Just designing a button requires decisions on 6 key factors: color, text, height, border radius, shadows, and fonts. Then you need to consider hover states, animations, accessibility, localization, and mobile responsiveness. But the layoff is huge: faster delivery, higher quality, and that premium feel that justifies enterprise pricing. The article also covers how AI fits in. While AI cannot generate an entire design system from a prompt, it excels at writing unit tests and catching edge cases. For any company, scaling past product market fit or design system becomes essential infrastructure. Why is CSS layout so frustrating? A researcher who wrote the first formal specification of CSS 2.1 layout weighs in. The problem is not that CSS is non-deterministic, it's that the rules are incredibly complex. For example, text align center actually becomes left aligned if the content is too wide. Why? So users can scroll to see overflowing text instead of it spilling off screen where it's unreachable. Some suggest replacing CSS with constraint-based systems like iOS usage, but constraints have their own issues. Layouts can be underdetermined or overdetermined, making debugging tedious and unpredictable. The real insight: design is genuinely hard. CSS embeds decades of design wisdom into rules that handle edge cases most developers never think about. The solution is not starting over, it's what CSS is already doing. Providing better layout modes like flexbox and grid that match modern design needs better than the old text-centric flow layout.
Bye-bye from Madhusudan Zubili Tech Weekly. See you next week.